North Korea does have a habit of timing its provocations to political events, and as you mentioned, they did fire a short-range ballistic missile, the launch on Sunday, the first since the shooting of its single-day record of 8 at the start of June. Joining us is John Herskovitz, Bloomberg East Asia government editor. Tell us, I guess, the significance of this, John.
Well, it think that we're North Korea is signaling that it's going to be returning to provocations. They've been on a bit of a hiatus for a few months. They've battled flooding, typhoons, and they're looking to resume tests of missiles. They could be preparing for a test of a submarine-launched ballistic missile. There's some satellite images that show activity near its submarine center. And for months, North Korea has been preparing its nuclear test site. The U.S., Japan, South Korea all say that they see a nuclear test in the works, and we could be seeing that coming soon as well.
And is what's happening in Russia, the war in Ukraine, is that providing somewhat of an opening here for Pyongyang to ramp up its testing?
Very much so. With the U.S. attention occupied with Russia's war in Ukraine, North Korea sees an opening, and they also have some cover at the U.N. Security Council, which would be responsible for hitting North Korea with sanctions for additional testing, whether it's ballistic missiles or nuclear weapons. In May, Russia and China sided with North Korea when it came to a vote on sanctions. And if there was another test coming, we probably wouldn't see either North Korea or Russia joining the U.S. in imposing greater sanctions on North Korea. They could use their veto power to keep the pressure on Kim Jong-un relatively light as Russia is battling the U.S. in terms of politics with the war in Ukraine.
Yeah, so always the threat of more sanctions. What, though, has been the initial reaction that we've seen from the U.S. and the Indo-Pacific Command?
The Indo-Pacific Command has given a statement which is very similar to the statements it's given for all of North Korea's missile tests over the past few years. They say that it's of great concern and it has a destabilizing impact on the region. This is the type of response they've given for a number of the tests. But this test also comes as the U.S. Aircraft carrier, the Ronald Reagan Group, is in the South Korean port of Busan for drills that are likely to start in a few days. It'll be the first time this carrier group has had drills in 5 years with South Korea. And North Korea really bristles at these joint military activities. For years, they've called them a prelude to an invasion and nuclear war. And they like to show their dissatisfaction with what's going on. So this also may be a factor for the missile launch over the weekend.
Yeah, indeed. And I guess we have to wonder what is next, because Yonhap, the South Korean news agency, reporting that South Korea's military has spotted some activities in terms of some submarine launch missiles too.
Yeah, those would be a little bit of an escalation of what has been going on. So what was launched over the weekend was a short-range ballistic missile. The submarine-launched ballistic missiles are two-stage missiles for the most part. So they have a greater range. And North Korea has various types of missiles, but the ones that they're looking to test and they've shown in military raids is something called the Puguksong. This is a two-stage rocket. It's designed to be deployed quickly. It can be shot off of a submarine. It can be shot from land. And the range is long enough to hit Japan and also perhaps U.S. military bases in Guam.
All right. And more geopolitical tensions ahead. John, thank you. John Herskovitz is Bloomberg East Asia government editor with us from Tokyo.